How does drought create fertile ground for future trouble? I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And we'll talk about a vulnerable group benefiting from a graduate school of sorts. But first, a United Nations article says up to 41 million youths in the Sahel region, that's a wasteland stretching from West to East Africa, will be facing poverty, possibly creating fertile ground for radicalization. Jeff Palmer with Baptist Global Response thinks there's more to the issue.
People aren't radicalized because of poverty. People who come from wealthy backgrounds can follow the same route.
Instead, causes of radicalization are both physical and spiritual.
I think what solves a problem like this is a change of heart and a change of people and a change of worldview of who they are and where they are in terms of relationship to God.
The UN article says these youths will face hopelessness. But Christians can offer the ultimate hope of Christ.
They can pray, they can give, and actually we have opportunities in certain areas and certain types of people to go and be a part of doing something about this hands on in that part of the world.
If you want to come alongside BGR, we'll tell you how in just a moment. With poverty in mind, millions of refugees fleeing ISIS have lost everything. Most are stuck in camps. They can't picture a happy future after all they've seen and been through. But Iraqi refugee Rami says he was encouraged to push on after Open Doors USA-supported trauma counseling. With reminders that God cares, Rami is helping kids get past the hard times through dance lessons. By coming together in prayer and support, we can remind refugees they still have a future. You're listening to Mission Network News. Bringing the gospel to 51 million people who've never heard about Jesus Christ can't be done by one missions group or one church. And that's why a network of churches and groups meet each year in the U.S. to measure progress and collaborate. At this year's gathering, Frontiers USA President Bob Blinko met with other movers and shakers who are focused on fulfilling the Great Commission.
Frontiers has a small but crucial role in finishing the task of engagement as it pertains to the Muslim world. We are helping churches all over the United States to move from dream to reality in terms of what they can actually do to bring the hope of Jesus Christ to the Muslim peoples of the world.
Unreached Muslims are also among those coming to the U.S. as refugees.
People long far from the gospel are becoming our near neighbors. We need to be welcomers.
Blinko shares more about this gospel opportunity at our website. And you might not hear about them in the news every day, but another vulnerable group needs Christ just as much. Amy Norton with Orphan Outreach explains the problems orphans in some countries face when they age out of the system.
The statistics in Russia were extremely high of kids when they leave the orphanage, which usually is at 15, they end up on the street and they are victims of drugs and prostitution and crime and unfortunately an extremely high rate of suicide.
A situation like this may seem hopeless, but through its orphan graduate program, Orphan Outreach is giving young adults a chance to succeed.
That involves everything from learning how to manage a budget, learning how to apply for a job, helping them with getting into a school, helping them find a place to live, and then, of course, the emotional and spiritual component of transition and how to manage their behavior.
We'll give you details and steps to how you can come alongside in just a moment. And finally, if you're going to dream, dream big. That's what Asian Access is doing with their 2020 Vision campaign. It's 1 million new believers, 1,000 new churches and missionaries in Japan in 5 years. Impossible? Not in God's economy. In fact, President Joe Hanley says God's moving, and it's possible they could exceed the goal. A partner is matching the next $250,000 that comes in by the end of the month for church planning in Japan. Details are at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University at Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christmas is approaching. For a gift of any amount, M&N is making available Chris Tomlin's CD, Adore. It'll help keep the true meaning of Christmas alive in your home. So keep it or give it to a friend. But get your CD by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.